Uncle Josh's trip to Boston.
Well, too, for a long time I had my mind made up. Come down here and see you folks in Boston. So had my crop gathered in, produce sold, a little money in my pocket, and now would be a good time to come down. I was riding along on one of them fleeting cars coming here, and when I got up in the morning, I don't think I was ever more tangled up in my life. I lost my socks in that little seat nest they got alongside of where you sleep. Then I lost my collar button. I was looking all around for that pesky little button, and I noticed some feller sleeping there before, left the little button sticking right inside the wall. And loud, I might as well have it, so I got off my knife and started to gouge it out. And I had put an eye out, the fellow what had charge of things come up to me, and he said, "What do you want?" I said, "I don't want nothing." He said, "Well, quit ringing the bell." Then I went up the end of the car where all the rest of them went to wash their hands and faces, and do you know, I ain't found out yet how they done it. They had a row of little hawk frogs along there, had a pump alongside each one of them, and I went to pumping water in one of them darn little troughs and had a hole in the bottom of it and run out faster than I could pump it in. Well, I got here to Boston, got to looking around. I saw the Bunker Hill Monument and your new library, and I was standing alongside of one of your old churches looking at the cemetery. I guess you got folks in there been buried nigh on to 300 years, and I said to myself, "Wonder what you'd say if you could wake up and see Boston now." Well, I noticed a row of little tombstones there. On one of them it said, "Patience Brown, beloved wife of James Brown." On another it said, "Prudence Brown, beloved wife of James Brown." On another it said, "Thankful Brown, beloved wife of James Brown." Well, I didn't know what she had to be thankful for, but I said, "Jimmy, old boy, you had a lively time while you were in Boston, didn't you?" Then I seen another one. It said, "Hester Brown, beloved wife of James Brown." On another, it said, "Sarah Ann Brown, beloved wife of James Brown." Over in the corner, all by itself, I seen a little insignificant tombstone, and on it, it said, "James Brown at rest." By gosh, I thought it was about time.